Good evening, everybody. Before starting my presentation, I state my gratefulness to the organizer, and I am really honored to be here presenting my papers on the violence against LGBTQ peoples in Bangladesh. My name is Shahanur Islam. I am a human rights lawyer and defender from Bangladesh, currently residing in Paris, refugee. I am also a founder president of Justice Makers Bangladesh in France. It is registered with the French authority last year. And also in Bangladesh, I am the founder secretary general of Justice Makers Bangladesh. As I already mentioned that Justice Makers Bangladesh is in France, it is the registered organization. It is dedicated to defending human rights, fighting for justice, and empowering communities in Bangladesh and beyond. One of our main objectives to defend all forms of discrimination and impunity against ethnic, religious, social, and sexual, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or queer, intersex minority communities in Bangladesh. You know that Bangladesh is a South Asian country, and most of the LGBTQ peoples in Bangladesh, they are facing a lot of challenge and persecution. They're facing various forms of violence, discrimination, and marginalization, both legally and also the society. Because socio-cultural norms, religion, conservation, and also lack of legal protection, they are facing this kind of persecution. Sadly, a lot of peoples, they are facing persecution. First, most of them are invisible, and a little number of incidents, it is disclosed. Justice Makers Bangladesh in France, it is only one and first organization who are systematically monitoring the violence against LGBT people in Bangladesh. And last year, it is published the annual state of LGBT rights in Bangladesh before and after this report. There is no organization in the Bangladeshan world. They are doing this kind of a report focusing on only the Bangladesh. And we are monitoring all of the newspaper in Bangladesh regularly. And we gathered all the report relating to the LGBT issues and documented it the digital system. And then we try to publish the report with the analysis and findings. Today, I am going to present the report on the 2022. But as I already mentioned that most of the incident, they are not published in the newspaper. So it is our limitation that our report is not real scenario in Bangladesh situation. It is a partial part of persecution we documented, which is published in different news media in Bangladesh. In our report, we saw that in 2022, there is different kind of persecution the LGBTQ peoples are facing in Bangladesh in 2022. Such as killing, physical assault, psychological abuse, attempt to suicide, suspension from job, kidnapping, detention, harassment, ransom, extortion, fabrication of false and fabricated cases, arrest, suicide, blackmailing, and others. We saw this kind of type and forms of violence last year. And our geographical distribution was, you know, in Bangladesh is a small country. There is a 8 division. And the highest number of the cases reported in the Dhaka division. And then Chittagong, Rajshahi, Khulna, Silet, Rangpur, Borishal division. But one thing is just there is one division is the Maimonsingh division. We did not get any violations in this division. And if I saw the highest level of victims, there is the Rajshahi division in Bangladesh. We got the highest number of victims. And the profile was the victim was the lesbian, gay, and the transgender. They are the targeted for the persecution. In 2022, in total 51 number of incidents happened in Bangladesh, which we was documented. And 204 people, they were victim. Among them, there are 11 number of murder, 11 people. Suicidal attempt, 3 number of incident and 5 people. Physical assault, there is 16 incident and victim 148 people. Suspension from the job. This is 3 incident and 3 people. Kidnapping, 6 incident, 9 people. Detention by the law enforcement agencies and also the local government, like the member, chairman, mayor. That was the 6 incident, 4 incident, 10 people. There is harassment, 9 incident, 17 people. Ransom in 5 incident, 5 people. Implicated in false and fabricated cases, 9 incident. There is 17 LGBT people. They are implicated in false and fabricated cases. And in 7 incident, 15 people was arrested due to being the LGBTQ orientation. Suicide, 6 incidents, 7 people were suicide, and 2 incident, 2 people were victim of blackmailing, and others 1 incident and 1 victim. It is total 51 incident to documented where 204 people were victimized. Then if we just saw, there is in division, in Dhaka division, there is a 22 incident we documented where 53 people was victimized. In Chittagong division, 9 incident, 13 victim. Russia division, 7 incident, 109 victims. Because 1 incident, there was around 101 victim. Khulna division, 6 incident, 15 victim. Silet, 1-1. And Mamansingh, 0. Rungpur division, this is 3-3. And Borishal, 3 incident, but victimized are 10 people. You can saw the ratio of the incident in defense division. Just the 43% incident happened in the Dhaka division. And then the Chittagong division is the 17. Then the Rajshahi, Khulna, Silet. And if you saw the ratio of the victims in division, 53% victim was in Rajshahi division. And then the Dhaka in 26%. And if you saw the orientation-wise victim, incident and victim, you saw that there is 8 incident happened against the lesbian. And where was that 18 victims? And 11 incident happened against the gay and 13 victim. And 32 incident happened against the transgender people, where 173 transgender was victimized. Total 51 incident and 204 victims. The ratio of the sexual orientation was incident. You saw that 63% incident was against the transgender, and 16% was the lesbian, and gay was 21% incident. And ratio of the victim sexual orientation wise, it was the 85% victim was the transgender people, 85%, and 9% was the lesbians, and 6% was the gay. Another thing is that I want to say these 204 victims, they are victimized, some are victimized more than one type of violence. 32 incident, 159 victims, they are faced the single type of violence. And 9 incident, 45 victims, they face more than one violence. And 11 incident and 32 victims, they face two violence. 5 incident and 7 victims, they face 3 type of violence at all times. And 3 incident, 6 victims, they face 4 type of violence at a time. That is the ratio of the violence-wise incident. As like us, we saw that there is 12% of incident was implicating false and fabricated cases. 9% was incident of arrest. 13% was incident of murder. And 21% incident was the physical assault. 8% was kidnapping incident. 5% was detaining. Harassment was 12%. And ransom was 6% incident. And 4% was suspension from the job, in total 100%. If you saw that ratio of the victims, there is 59% victim of physical assault, and 4% victim was detained, 7% was harassment, and 7% also victim was false and fabricated cases. Who was the perpetrators to involve this kind of heinous incident? There was different kind of involvement. The powerful group community, local government member is like as the member, chairman, member of parliament, organized criminal group, police, miscreant, others and Hijra, they were the main perpetrators who perpetrated this kind of incident against the LGBTQ peoples. In 9 incident, 80 victim was by the powerful group. In 4 incident, 8 victim was by the local government member. 4 victim was the criminal group. 5 incident, 14 victim was perpetrated by the police officer. And 8 incident, 12 victim was by self. 4 incident, 4 victim was by the miscreant. Others was 8 incident and 11 victims. And Hijra, in 9 incident, 133 victims. It was the ratio of the perpetrator-wise incident. Just you can see that 17% incident happened by the powerful group in Bangladesh. 10% was by the police officer. And 16% was others. 16% was by self. 17% was by the Hijra group. 8% incident perpetrated by the miscreant. If you saw that ratio of the victims perpetrated by, 65% victim was victimized by the Hijra. 7% was victimized by others. 2% was victimized by the criminal group. 2% by the miscreant. 9% victim was victimized by the police. And 6% was by themselves. You can see what the reason behind the incident and victims. There was 4 incident and 4 victim due to the pre-enmity, and 7 incident happened where 106 people was victimized due to financial greediness, and 27 incident was happened where victim was 56 due to social unacceptability. This is the main reason. And 6 incident, 31 victim was internal conflict. And 7 incident and 7 victim was other region. Here you can see that ratio of the victim by region. You can see the 28%, 50 victim was due to the social norms, especially the criminalized law and internal conflict between the different LGBTQ group, especially for the transgender group. We call in Bangladesh there is the Hijra group due to their internal conflict. Financial greediness, it is also the internal conflict, one kind of internal conflict. It is happened internally between the Hijra or transgender group. Ratio of incident behind the region, you can saw that 53% incidents happened due to our social unacceptability, due to our social norm, due to our criminalized law. And 12% incident was internal conflict, and financial greediness was 13%, and other was 14%. Now, what was the impact and consequence? Due to this kind of violence, there is a lot of consequence we documented. First was the physical injuries. Second was health complication. And then it increased the risk of sexual transmitted disease due to the sexual violence. Also, there is some impact of traumatic brain injuries due to this kind of violence. Moreover, there is the long-term health consequence due to this kind of violence. And it is also impact their personal safety. And sometimes it is developing post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, due to facing this kind of violence by the perpetrators. And they also always facing that depression and anxiety due to their persecution, and also they feel the low self-esteem and self-worth. Due to the persecution, they grow the suicidal intention and also self-harm. Social isolation, it is the long-term and short-term consequence of this kind of persecution. Next, why this kind of persecution is happening in Bangladesh regularly? We found that there is the discrimination and violence. It is the main challenge in Bangladesh in every sector. Start from the family, then the society, then the state. Everywhere LGBTQ peoples are facing discrimination and violence. Then our penal code, there is a section 377. It is clearly penalize the homosexuality up to life imprisonment. It is one of the biggest challenge for the LGBTQ people in Bangladesh. In Bangladesh, this section is applied very low, but they are always make scared to the peoples showing this section and always trying to making them apply this law. Another challenge we saw that there is the limited access to legal support, because most of the LGBT people, when they victimize the persecution, they cannot explore themselves, why they are persecuted. Another challenge is the family rejection. They are discriminated start from the family. When the family member come to know that his sexual orientation as a LGBT people, they throw them. At first they try to conversation therapy. Then try to persecution, try to physical assault, physical beating. When they cannot, then they throw them out from their family. And also there is a limited access of healthcare for the LGBTQ people. So they are suffering a lot of disease. And another challenge is the social exclusion and isolation. Society don't accept them. So always they are scattered. They cannot integrate with the society. They are deprived from education, healthcare, job market. And also lack of support and resource. This is another main challenge because in Bangladesh, it is rare resource for the LGBTQ peoples. And also there are some non-profit association, they are doing for the LGBT peoples, but not for their rights. They're only working for the health sector of, for the LGBT peoples. No one is working for the rights of the LGBTQ peoples openly because it is socially not accepted. In state level, it is not accepted. Religious, it is not accepted. Another thing is that if you are working for the LGBT peoples in Bangladesh, the government will not give you the permission to work there. In underground, without disclosing, some of the organizations, they are working without or limited resource. And finally, we need the legal reform. Obviously, we need to decriminalize the homosexuality in Bangladesh. We need to criminalize the conversion therapy. And we need the Sexual Minority Protection Act to protect the LGBT peoples in Bangladesh. In last year, our Human Rights Commission, they're trying to act. But last week, the Ministry of Our Home declared that they will not pass this kind of protection law. Secondly, we need integrated and inclusive policy initiative for ensure the rights of LGBT people in Bangladesh. And for this, we need this the cooperation between the all the local and international level. Advocacy and awareness campaign. We need effective advocacy in national level, international level, UN level, and everywhere for decriminalization and also the ensure the rights of LGBT peoples in Bangladesh. And also, we are recommending education and training. We need to include the sexual minority issues in our education level. Last year, Bangladesh government trying to include the third gender to our seventh class book. But the conservative group and also the religious group, others group, including the main opposition, except the present government, they was against that. So the government compelled to drop out from the courts. This year, government included one chapter for the third gender peoples. But last month, there is a lot of demonstration happening in Bangladesh by the Islamic group, by the political party to drop out this lesson from the class. But we need this. Finally, we need a strong collaboration with the different organization, not only the LGBT organization. We need also collaboration with the organization who are working for the human rights. Because only LGBT organization cannot reach our goal in Bangladesh. And we need international cooperation for doing our activities in Bangladesh effectively. This was my presentation. Just my appeal to everybody to stand beside us by financial, technical, and moral support to ensure the rights of the LGBTQ peoples in Bangladesh. Thanks all of you and all of your remarks. Welcome.